Morning world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 7:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, Terry.
You bet.
Good to see you. We got some fun stuff lined up for you this morning, everybody. We're going to get into early in this morning. Gen Zers are sharing things that they annoy them about their own generation.
See, we weren't wrong.
No. I think this is good. I think this is actually very good. I like this.
Self-discovery is important.
It really is. Self-awareness. We'll do Gen Xers next. We'll do 5 hand gestures that make you more persuasive.
Oh.
Huh? We're going to help people be more persuasive.
Like actually hanging on to someone?
I think maybe. We'll find out. Do you have a celebrity doppelganger? We're going to get into that as well. So that's something to start thinking about, everybody, if you have one of those. And we've got some other fun stuff I want to dive into, of course. In this 7 o'clock hour, in just a little bit, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. 9 o'clock hour, we will have some good stories of the day. That ain't right stories. During the show today, we're also going to be joined by Melissa a little bit in probably about a half an hour or so. We are going to be testing something out. We have a device we're using called ClearFeed. And Melissa's going to be using this to call in on the show sometimes to co-host the morning show with me, where she's going to be living now and near Abbotsford and everything. And we're also going to be able to use it for remotes, different events that we're at in the public and everything. The remote that I'm dying to do from the zoo over there, we'll probably use ClearFeed.
I mean, or we just need a longer cord.
One of the two. Whatever works out best. I'll talk to Chuck. You know, he's the mastermind of all this stuff.
He's got like this big spool.
it's just me and Chuck out there. Chuck
just pull it more wire.
He just keeps shaking his head every pull.
All right, let's try ClearFeed instead.
We'll give that a shot. See how that goes. That's going to be fun, actually. I'm looking forward to doing that. I kind of like doing these live experiments on the air, you don't know how it can happen kind of thing.
It's every day, isn't it?
It's kind of my wheelhouse. Yeah, it's kind of what I do. That's going to be fun. We're looking forward to that. And we, of course, when Terry and I wrap up the morning show, we kick off Morning Magazine for the day. In part one, we are good friends from Family Natural Foods. So join
us.
Stephen and Katrina Hintner will be here. Looking forward to that. And then in part two, we'll talk with Jasmine, who is the 4-H Associate Educator with Marathon of Wood Counties. Jasmine's got a couple of different things for us to talk about. Looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, I bet she'll have some good stuff, especially because this is Fair Week for Wood County.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of 4-H kids are competing up there.
I'm very excited about that part of it, too, because that's a world I'm still learning about. So it's very exciting to me, finding out about
these things. Yeah, absolutely.
So all that lined up for you. And then over the back fence, back to an hour edition. Join me for that 11 to noon today. We'll have some fun taking your phone calls with items you're looking for, items you want to sell, garage, rummage sales. Had a nice fleet of calls so far this week.
Awesome.
Keep them coming, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. And remember that the secret to that show, the more you call in, the more you shut me up. So, I mean...
You don't have to.
Win-win kind
okay,
of
so
I mean,
like you don't have to dial yet, but soon.
Yeah. Go ahead and practice. Oh yeah, I see a bunch of you. No,
is there a queue? There's an 11 a.m. queue that people can sit in now.
Pam's just taking numbers, like handing out tickets, like at the deli or something.
Now serving number 7.
Looking forward to all that. It's going to be a fun morning here at WFHR. Want to kick things off, finding out how things are going with the United Way. I know you have your 80th celebration that you're kind of doing right now. Have some fun things involved with that.
Yeah, so we are kicking off our campaign actually next Thursday, officially on September 1st. But we have done quite a bit of campaigning already in the last couple of weeks and had our campaign volunteer training. So those are folks who are running campaigns at workplaces. So really, you know, that's where our focus is. You know, I would say like 98% of our focus is on campaign and then some on programming. I'll give Ben 2% to work on programs. but you know, that's really where the focus is a very successful fall fundraising campaign, which only happens with the support of the community. Yeah. So it's individuals making donations to come together collaboratively and pool their money to help to impact 29 programs, 10 initiatives, 6 coalitions. And so that's really where the focus is. Yeah. One fun layer of that is that this is our 80th birthday year. Mm-hmm. So we've been promoting that and we have a kind of a fun little 80th birthday challenge that we've kicked off. So between now and September 30th, if you complete 5 of the 8 little challenges on the sheet, and you can find out what those are by visiting our website at uwswac.org, or you can call us up and we can get a sheet to you. But it's fun stuff like mail us a birthday card, you know, jump on our website and learn more about our initiatives that we have going on. So it's just all really, you know, pretty much either birthday celebration stuff or kind of discovery, right? Like learning about United Way in a self-guided way, typically by visiting the website or following us on social media. So looking forward to getting some of those. We've gotten a couple birthday cards at the office, you know, some early joiners. So that's been super fun. And, you know, just looking to have an additional layer of, you know, the campaign excitement that happens. Collectively, United Way programming, so programs that we help to fund or programs that we offer ourselves, impact nearly 20,000 people. So, you know, that's significant. Mm-hmm. It is the only way that I know of that you can make one donation and impact so many different places in the community. Yeah. And the donation, 100% of it stays here in our community. Right. So, you know, there's a lot of you know, a lot of great reasons to give, and plus just the impact that you have on your friends and neighbors. You know, you may have never needed the help of a program. You know, you've maybe never needed rental assistance or the food pantry or the Membership for All program at the YMCA, or, you know, maybe you've never needed those things, but I can guarantee you you've been acquainted with, a friend with, or a family member of someone who has. Yeah. And so it's, you know, thinking about that hand up approach and how do we help enhance someone else's life and make it better so that our community as a whole is a better place.
One of the things that the United Way is able to do through all those investments, those donations that you guys make, is empower people. It's one of the things that I enjoy about what you guys do and learning more about the different things that you guys do there. It's so much of that. It's so much of giving people that hand up so that they can stand up. It goes a long way.
And it, you know, you think about 20, 30 years ago, that was a much easier process. You know what I mean? Like the bounce back was quicker. Now in recent years, we recognize that the process is longer and takes a little bit more. And so, you know, we hear this all the time from one of our partner programs, the Family Center, you know, stays are longer than they were. Maybe not than they were 5 years ago, but then they were 15 years ago or 20 years ago. And so there, you know, there's just a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot of really great programming in the community that helps support those of us who just are at a place where we're some, you know, assistance is needed.
Not to turn this into a Morning Magazine interview, but I was curious, and we ran out of time the last time we did get a chance to talk on Morning Mag. One of the things that I'm curious about, because you guys do surveys from time to time, when it comes to all those great things that you're able to affect and impact, how do you review those, Terry? Is that on a yearly basis? Is that one of those things that you kind of go over and reassess those things? And okay, this is still a need. This is still a need.
So our agenda for change is what we call that. You know, really kind of our flight path.
Right. Yeah. I like that.
But it's really, you know, where our investments are made and where we prioritize our work. And so those areas are education, financial stability, health, and safety net service, which includes food and shelter. And so that process, we simply call it our agenda for change instead of adding more layers. But when we look at the agenda for change, that's something that's reevaluated pretty regularly through using many different tools. So most recently, we completed a community survey in July. And so we're analyzing that. Our community impact committee of our board has gotten through about half of it to this point, you know, of just literally the raw data. Mm. You know, I've done a few summaries, but for them, just going through and absorbing, you know, what people had to say. So that's one way. Another way is the ALICE report, which is our statewide report on poverty, but we can drill it down as far as zip code and township. So, you know, we can get a pretty good representation of where people are financially, but then also where what the economic climate is in each community. So we use the ALICE report, we use the community surveys, we use data and reporting that we receive from partner programs. So if a program's funded by United Way, here's another good reason to donate, because of accountability. So funded partners, you know, are required to, they fill out an application. It's a 2-year funding cycle. So every other year they have an application process. Every quarter they submit a report to us, you know, what's working, what's not working, where could you, you know, where could you use help? So we also rely on that information, right? When they're sharing with us what they're seeing in the community, kind of as the front line dealing, you know, helping clients. So it's a really multifold approach. Yeah. And what we're finding from the survey, the most recent, and really that's probably where we get the greatest amount of public perception.
Mm-hmm.
There were many service providers that participated, because we just ask, it's anonymous, but we just kind of ask, you know, who you are, like what sector of the community do you represent? And so what we're really finding is that the areas that we are in with our Agenda for Change are the right places. Right. So, but we also work pretty hard to stay relevant. I mean, I try to stay as connected to things in the community as possible. You know, Ben from our team, actually all of our staff, 211, you know, really tries to stay, you know, I guess in the know. And then really, if we need to course correct at any point in time, we just do that, right? Like, we're not waiting 5 years to try to change something that's happening right now.
I really respect the adaptation that you're able to do with that, and the way you approach it. And as you started this with, there's not many other opportunities where you donate $5, $10, whatever it is, and you know that it goes right into the community and it affects so many different things. That twofold factor of completely stays in the community and can affect so many different facets of society. You don't get many opportunities like that.
Well, it's kind of cool. You could give $1 a week, right? I mean, that's really kind of what we promote with people is, you know, hey, how about $52 a year? $1 a week.
Yeah.
Whether that means you have to cut out, you know, drive through coffee just one day or, you know, whatever it might be, right? But when you think about $1 a week and you can, that can get spread out over 29 programs and 10 different initiatives, you know, I think that that's pretty cool. But sometimes people feel like that's maybe too diluted. And so you could just pick a strategy area. You could just say, you know what? I'd like my whole $52 to go to financial stability, because I think it's really important that people learn those skills and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's really, I mean, of course, it's whatever you as the donor, however you direct it. But I think the concept of, you know, when you think about $52, you can barely, two people can barely go to the movies, and you can't do movies and dinner.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
no.
I mean, it's not $52 to go to the movies, but by the time you get popcorn and something, you're probably close. You're probably pushing close to 50. And so it's like, you think about, you can have impact on 29 programs by giving up one social opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool.
And it seems worth it. And it's such a simple thing to be able to do to impact your community, to be able to do that however you hand over money, sign a check, whatever it might be. And you know, as soon as you're done doing that, okay, I just impacted my community. Well, I just made a positive impact on my community.
Yeah, and it was easy.
Most things in life are not like that. That's not how that usually works. It's really cool that you're able to with this. To kind of piggyback off of this conversation real quick, if you don't mind, Terry, one of the things that I came across last night was a wonderful article from WPR, Wisconsin Public Radio. It was How America's Literacy Problems Started in Early Age. And I'm not going to go too in-depth in this, but 1 in 6 American adults has low literacy in the U.S., doesn't rank high, and the U.S. doesn't rank high globally in literacy. It's a great article, and I encourage people to check it out. I bring it up because one of the things that you can do to help the United Way celebrate their 80th anniversary is by volunteering. Now, we have Day of Caring, have a lot of events coming up that you can do those kind of things. Recently, or every year, you have where you can read to kids. That's a great one.
Great book giveaway.
The great book giveaway. Yep. Thank you. I wanted to focus on the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, because this is one of those causes that I care quite a bit about. I've put into the last 2 years and plan on doing the rest of my life. It is $30 that I don't even associate with mine. It's just automatically designated for that. And knowing the impact that makes and knowing what that program can do. And it's just one of the initiatives, but it's another one of these programs that is why we're so happy to celebrate the United Way, to celebrate 80 years, and to promote these kind of things, why we back the United Way.
So Imagination Library is a book gifting program for children from birth to age 5. And what it does is it allows them to establish a library of 60 books by the time that they turn 5, which is really cool. What we find is that the biggest barrier for the earliest opportunities around literacy is that there are not books available in the home.
Right.
And so Imagination Library allows for that. It is completely free to the participating family. There is absolutely no cost to them. The cost to us is just about $30. I think we just jumped over, you know, just by change. But but just about $30 per child per year. So, and that's purely, they are not, these are fabulous books, you know, because then you might think, oh, those must be really cheap books. But it's purely because of the sheer vast quantity, you know, that comes out. And so at Dollywood Foundation, Dolly Parton has on her team some really fabulous reading interventionists. They're selecting the books. Obviously, each book is different. And if you have multiple children in the family, they can also participate. So if you have a child that's 6 months old and you have a child that's 1 year, 8 months, they each can get, you know, they'll each get a different book. And so we want to,
that's really cool.
Yeah,
by the way.
It's awesome. And we want to build these libraries. And so this program is eligible for the children in Southwood County. So the child has to reside in Rudolph, Vesper, Wisconsin Rapids, Port Edwards, or Nakusa. At this time, that's the program, you know, that's who we're able to serve. But the $30 that you're talking about, we do invite community members to hop on and sponsor a child if they have that interest. And we also invite families once they're done with the program, because obviously, hopefully, they see the value.
Yeah.
Once they've finished with the program, their child turns five, then we do also invite them if they would like to sponsor a child for an upcoming year. And another cool thing around literacy, James, since you know that topic has surfaced, is that our reading mentor program will be back in five elementary schools this fall. So we will have reading mentor opportunities at Humpke in Nakusa, Port Edwards Elementary, at Washington, Grove, and Mead. And so those, and I know people who have mentored before are just like, when can we sign up? School doesn't start till next week, and so you know we need to give them a few minutes to just let everything shake out. But they are getting me their you know, their mentor slots. So basically what day of the week and when they need people. And these are 40 to 60 minute mentoring opportunities where you would spend 20 minutes with a child, and basically they are just reading to you. Yeah. You know, you don't need to have any special training or anything like that. The only thing you really have to do is fill out our sign up form, pass the background check, because of course, you know, safety of kids comes absolutely first.
Right.
So fill out the online form, complete the background check, and then our plan is to start the mentor program the second week of October. So those signups should be available, by next Friday, but for sure by the Tuesday right after Labor Day.
Keep a lookout for it. Look at the website, look on the Facebook
page.
Both.
So the link to the form will be on the website, but we will definitely have reminders popping up on social media.
If you want to donate to the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, you can drop off or mail your check to the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. That's 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids, 54494. You can also make a donation online by going to their website, uwswac.org.
Just one more thing about Imagination Library. Made me think of that when you were going through it. So right now, because this is just super cool, 598 kids get a book every month.
Wow. Wow, is that awesome.
So, isn't that cool?
Man, is that cool. Yeah. That hit me. Wow, that's a good story of the day.
And you know what?
There.
If you have a child that resides in one of those zip codes, and I'm really sorry, grandmas and grandpas, because this happens all the time. I want them for my grandkids that live in, you know, Madison. Yeah. But we just don't. We want to just make sure we can serve the kids that are living here first before we expand it.
There's a United Way down there.
And you can check into those areas. But if you have a child that you would like to register, the registration form can also be printed off from our website.
Appreciate the info, Terry. Thank you so much for all that. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and get into some more fun on Mornings on WFHR.
Do you suffer from depression?
No, Pop.
That's exactly where I went. Like, exactly where I went.
Damn you, Macklemore. that's a good one, though. I mean, and you know, this has become actually the one of the more cool ways to dress is going to thrift shops, having secondhand stuff. It's that's becoming much, much more niche. Most of my students who are in the heart of fashion, much more than I am, that's where all this is coming from. I don't don't know any of this stuff. I'm talking that 19 and 20 year olds are telling me.
Well, and we've had quite a few of them pop up, you know, around, like there's Plato's Closet around and, and that kind of thing. But there's also an online service where you can, you actually rent clothes.
Yeah.
So you
can,
you just subscribe and there's a monthly fee and then like you, the clothes come to you. I think you can pick them out online and then at the end of the month you send those back and new ones come. I hope the new ones come before you have to send the only clothes you have back.
Yeah,
but you
rough.
Know.
It's also National Park Service Founders Day. On this day, Woodrow Wilson signed the Organic Act, creating the National Park Service. So we honor it on this day. National parks are awesome. There's at least, like, most people I ask, there's at least three or four national parks that you want to go to.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
At least.
I think we'd like to get to Glacier.
Yeah, it's on mine. That's on my list. Yeah. Yellowstone, of course.
Yeah, Yellowstone is cool. We just did that this summer. Well, and Grand Teton National Park and Teddy Roosevelt and, you know, Badlands, you know, we did all of those this summer and that was really awesome.
I'm so jealous of that.
Also
that
the awesome. Washington, D.C., you know, all the national park stuff out, like all of the monuments and stuff. That's a really cool trip too.
Yeah. I think that if I could, you know, have like a retirement plan or something, I'd be kind of. Kind of stealing a little bit from Carl. Carl wanted to drive around and go to every baseball, you know, every ballpark in Major League Baseball. I like the idea of going to every national park. I like the idea
that'd be cool.
of kind of doing that.
You'd be like a little nomad.
Yeah. While I'm doing that, I can hit every ballpark.
and every.
Oh, I just happen to be here. I might as well go catch this game. But yeah, we are very thankful to National Park Services to have national parks. You ever thought about that? That if Woodrow, if Teddy Roosevelt, if these guys, if these former presidents hadn't put these things in action, I don't see a lot of our modern day politicians doing something like this. And I'm not trying to pick on them, but it'd be hard pressed in this day and age to try to get something like that to go if it wasn't already grandfathered in.
Yeah.
So we got to be awfully dang
thankful.
It is
cool, and you know, and it's actually. I think people sometimes associate cost with, you know, visiting a national park.
Yeah.
But it's actually really. Pretty inexpensive. You can get a national park pass that gets you in every national park for $80, and it's for the whole year. You know what I mean? Like it's.
And to those of our listeners that maybe not able to travel and do those things for whatever the reason might be, nowadays you can see everything online.
Yeah, and that's cool too.
Videos,
all the feeds and everything.
Oh my God, it's awesome. Yeah, it's really cool. I encourage people to check that stuff out, especially on today where it is National Park Service Founders Day. It's also National Burger Day. Yes.
Oh, yum.
Oh, bless the burger. Thank you, burger. We appreciate you. I appreciate you because at least 80% of my weight comes from hamburgers.
Well, you should probably start eating some more.
probably should. Do you have a go-to burger?
It depends where I am.
Okay.
But it made me think of, there's a new burger at Culver's right now, and it's really good.
What is it?
I don't remember.
Okay. I'll have to go over there and check it out.
It's so good, I don't remember. But it's on like a different bun. It's on like a cheddar roll and then there it's worth checking out.
I like trying different buns. I like that.
I'm not a fan of the pretzel bun.
Me neither.
Are you?
And no,
it's
which
too
is weird. I
heavy
thought for
me
sure
or
I'd love
something.
That. I don't like sourdough either. And I feel
I
like
either.
I'm the oh really?
Oh,
okay.
Me either.
I think you and I are the only ones.
Yeah. No.
But I no matter what the bun may look like, it's always the same ingredients. It's always a bacon double cheeseburger for
when
me.
I'm having a sub sandwich, then I'm more inclined to try the different breads.
Oh, yeah,
you know, like
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
like the Asiago pepper or you know, cheese. Or one
Same
of those,
here.
But on a burger, not necessarily.
A couple more for you today. It is National Banana Split Day.
Oh,
those
I'll take
good.
That.
Yeah, those
I,
are good.
Although I don't think I can put away the burger and the banana split.
Nope, not anymore.
Can
not
maybe
me.
Do one for although, one meal and one for the other.
I ate a whole medium pizza this weekend all by myself. Like, I had devoured the thing. I did not even realize I was doing it until I got down to, like, the last two pieces, and it was like, might as well.
Might as well. Why waste it?
I say that, but actually, I might be able to still. I don't know.
Oh, funny.
And it is National Kiss and Makeup Day. Exercise your strength by forgiving. Just kiss and make up. Think about... I'm not going to get too in-depth into this, but I do think that grudges are one of those things that you really got to kind of, like... you got to choose your battles wisely in life. And I feel like the older you get, the more perspective you have. And the if there's any gift about getting older, it is that. Perspective becomes such a good friend of yours. And all of a sudden, those things in your 20s that you were like, I'm never going to forgive that person. It's like,
yeah.
What do I really care? I mean, what
I agree.
How does it really affect me in the scheme of things? Letting things bounce off you. You know, you could be Superman, too. You don't get to be made of Teflon, too. All it takes is a little perspective and a little understanding of, is this really worth aggravating me? Is that guy that's tailgating me right now, is it really worth losing my mind and flicking him off and all this stuff and getting bent out of shape and letting him ruin my day? It's not worth it.
I don't think when you're younger, you're more passionate about things like that or whatever, I don't think that you really realize, or I certainly didn't, how much of your own energy that sucks
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Either. Like how either. Much yeah. you actually are investing in being mad.
Right. That's such a great, but I think that's a key point of what we're saying here. I think that's really an important point because it's something I didn't either. It took me in much later than I'd like to admit to realize that. Yes,
yeah.
It was yesterday.
It was this morning.
It was this morning.
Wake up call.
Yeah. Woke up and like it just hit me. Oh, jeez. Choose my battles wisely. We are going to go ahead and go to Mel's news. When we come back, we're also going to be joined by Mel. What is going on? Is she taking over? No. Melissa's going to join us.
Yeah, you're
us
giving
a
her
bit.
A lot of power.
Yeah. She deserves. She's kind of earned it. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Testing one. Okay. Well, this is.
I cannot hear you.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and keep giving this a try. We'll go ahead and try some other things with this. But that's the way. That's live radio. That's what we're trying to do is figure this out and test it out and everything. So we'll go ahead and we'll give another shot here at some point. And for now, we'll go ahead and go to commercial break. Do that. Come. Me and James here with you. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Hope you're having a good Thursday out there. We got some fun stuff to line up for you. I want to get into this. So recently they've been doing a lot of this whole, because I don't know what generation we are, Terry. I mean, it seems like every time I figure it out, they change it.
What are we?
As far as I know, we're Gen X.
Yeah, I think we are Gen X's, but we're just
barely.
Right?
Yes, that. But that's as far as I know. And again, that could be changing. Like as I'm saying this,
keeping it.
Yeah, I feel like that's where I'm at with it. Like they can change. It's like this with the astrological signs and all that. Like they every once in a while they tinker with that.
Yeah, they shift by a couple days sometimes.
Yeah, and it's like no, I'm a Pisces. Like no, you had your chance. This is what you need. I'm staying with it. I'm not going through. This whole tinkering thing. And I'm the same way with the Gen X thing. But lots of people complain about Gen Z, which is anyone born from the around 1996 to 2012. But now they're doing it to themselves. Someone on Reddit asked Gen Zers to name things they dislike about their own generation. I want to do this, Terry. I want to do this with Gen Zers, but then you and I want to do it with
every generation.
Yes,
yeah.
So some acting like bullying is outrageous, then just doing it online instead. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yes. Getting bent out of shape and making all this pomp and circumstance about the stopping bullying and all this. And then a lot of times those people that are doing that start bullying the people that are
on their phone.
Bullies. Yeah. You can't have any of it.
Right.
None of it is fair. And some bullying I see in even when it's done in the right way, like say there's somebody who obviously does something that we can all agree in society. Hey, that's messed up. You shouldn't have done that. And then people online end up bullying this person. It's kind of like, well, wait a minute. Like, what are we doing here? Like, that don't make any sense. Like, I think society, you don't have to cancel somebody. You don't have to go online and tweet hashtag cancel so-and-so or whatever. Society will do it itself. We didn't have to really go out and say, hey, Harvey Weinstein, we don't like you anymore. Society kind of did that. Our court system kind of did that. We just kind of sometimes need to take our hands off the wheel here a little bit. Like, let things just roll. Let them take care of themselves. If we're needed, we will be a call to action. Outside of that, let it be. I mean, the quote instable need for attention.
Oh, insatiable.
Quote, insatiable need for attention. Okay.
Yeah. That seems to be.
That is used a bit, yeah.
I don't know if that's just their generation, but
I don't know.
Maybe.
The next one is the dumb trends like on TikTok and things like that. Again, that's not just third generation, though. But I'm not against that. I completely agree. I think most of those trends are just silly.
Yeah.
Especially when I think of like... what was it? The challenge, dumping the ALS
ice
challenge.
Bucket challenge. Yeah.
Now that was a silly challenge. You're dumping ice water on your head for a really, really good cause, raising awareness and money
and
for a really good cause.
And it's not something that's going to, I mean, it's not eating Tide Pods. Well, yeah, I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Well, even taking that aside, like the one that we were talking about yesterday about putting pantyhose on your head and trying to blow a candle out or something, like those are all fun and interesting or whatever to their generation. Why couldn't you do something like that and then tack on, hey, this is to promote.
Oh, sure.
You know, if you're going to do these things, yeah. I mean, I would have at least a little bit more incentive to do care or whatever or be interested in them if they was to something. If it's just a, hey, this planking challenge, like, I don't care.
But there are a lot of really stupid TikTok challenges that are really stupid.
Yes.
Like, why
yes.
would you do that?
Yeah, yeah. Which we don't need to... Look, we were all young once. We don't need encouragement to be stupid. I mean, it's part of youth. It's part
And so we don't need 1.5 million people telling us to do it.
Right, exactly, yes. The cringy slang like slaps or okay boomer or those kind of things. Yeah, I'm with you on this. Yeah, yeah. A lot of the slang, like they got lazy with the slang. That part I will call out on. Now, to be fair, every slang word has been used. So it's hard to come up with new ones, maybe, but.
Maybe, yeah.
like our words were like radical, bodacious, like these words and stuff. Like saying something is lit. Like I don't know. That feels lazy to me. It feels it feels no different than cool. When whoever the people were that turned cool into a meaning cool and not just the temperature. Like it feels like that kind of like lame. It feels like kind of old. All the vaping and then acting like there's no way it could be bad for you. Yeah. Yeah.
And why is that? Because it smells fruity? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, why do they not get that they're putting toxic chemicals into their body?
I genuinely think part of it is a visual thing. So there's a number of things like this that we do these things with. I don't mean to make a reach here, but when we're talking about mental health, we do this example all the time. If I see somebody with a broken leg, I immediately have empathy for it. If their broken leg is in their brain and I can't see it, there's not as much empathy pulled in. If I'm smoking a cigarette and my fingers are turning yellow and my breath is bad and I got to go outside to do it and I'm kind of like there's this one little tiny section of the world that I can smoke in and nowhere else, like all these things, all these factors that stands out. I stand out in society. A vape, you can hide it. A vape, it doesn't smell. A vape, it all these things. And I think with the lack of that stuff, people have gotten really laxed on the cause and effect of this. Because if you think there isn't an effect with vaping, you must live in a world of bliss that I envy. Yeah. Because there's no way in the world that something like that could be completely harmless. If in 5 to 10 years, scientists come out and say, hey, guess what? Actually, this is completely harmless. I will eat a hat. I will own it. I was completely wrong. I admit it. But I have a pretty good feeling that I'm betting on the right side.
Well, and a lot of it isn't even regulated, so you don't even know what's in there.
Yeah. There's almost nothing under the sun that if it isn't regulated, I feel comfortable with. And that's coming from somebody that questions everything in life. Even I'm like, no, I don't know. And I'm not at all saying this stuff like I'm talking down or anything like that. I have used vapes before. I have done these things before. I certainly am not innocent here. I'm not a saint by any means. I haven't come up with really bad slang words. That I haven't done. So, but that's just because I'm not popular enough. I'm not cool enough to do that.
So even if you came up with it, nobody would grab on and use it.
Right, yeah. Getting offended by everything so easily. Okay, yes. This has got to stop. That's one of the. I can't imagine getting bent out of shape every single day of your life. Almost
it's
every hour.
It's gonna be exhausting.
Yeah. Like again, just choose your battles wisely. Certain things they definitely deserve a call to action. They deserve your awareness, your attention. Other things, it's kind of like I mean, pick and choose your battles.
Or even think about it. Like, would you be this passionate about this next week? You know what I mean? Like, because if it's truly something that is meaningful to you, then you will have passion around it.
Maybe this isn't the right analogy, but treat a cause like you would a tattoo. Is it something you're going to want to have in 20 years from now? Is this something you're going to be ashamed of in 20 years from now? Is it going to be on the right side of history? Is, you know, I mean, there's little things like that. If whatever it takes to get you to that place. And I kind of think this is along with that. Thinking the world can be changed by posting videos online or a post yeah. online or something like that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that stuff. And we do have some data to show, you know, look, this was ages ago, back in the early days of Facebook and that. But there was a lot of good that Facebook and social media did for a lot of causes out in the Middle East, and a lot of like rights to being given to women in that they did not have. Women can drive now, mostly in the Middle East, and they were not able to do that before a lot of the social media change that was called upon. It was a call to action. They did good with that. They did a really cool thing with it. That's in the Middle East. That's in a different, you have to be able to understand the different scenarios here and the different factors to go into it. You understand that, hey, if I post something at 2 at night, it's probably not going to get as many likes as if I post it at this time of day. It's the same thing. That's social media. If you're looking to hit on a cause and you really want to make an impact, yes, sure, post something, but then get off your butt and do something.
Right.
Like, get off your butt and maybe donate some money or volunteer to something or whatever. Your post is not going to do jack other than maybe bring some awareness and attention to something, which is good, but actions speak louder than words. You have to put some action to things. The video isn't enough.
It is crazy, the amount of videos that some people will post it. Yeah. I mean, and they're not even around a cause or a passion. They're just literally videos.
Yeah, yeah. I got friends that do this, and I call them out every single time, and they get mad at me. But I posted that video. I retweeted that. I don't care. You pushed a button. You pushed a button on your phone. Like, get off your... butt. Dang it, I almost swore. I do believe that our generation has its cause, has its things too. The whole getting offended by everything so easily, I think Gen Xers are almost just as guilty of that. I think our generation is almost just as guilty of it. I'll say this. Our generation, the one that bugs me the most about ours, the whole, you know, this person keeps posting stuff on their feed that I don't like, so they're gone. Like, I get if it's something that's so divisive that you two can't see eye to eye completely and it's your friendship is over. But I can't think of anything more ridiculous than ending a friendship that maybe it's gone on since high school, or for some of you people out there, grade school and everything, that have had friends that long. And I don't like that they post this, and I'm deleting them from my life and all that over social media and stuff. Like, I see that out of our generation more than anywhere else, and it's really pathetic.
Yeah, honestly. That is kind of crazy, isn't it?
It's kind of sad. I get that there's a line in the sand. There's some stuff you can't come back from or what have you. That's a different category to me. But just because somebody has a different political belief than you or something like that, like, get over it. Like, and you know, honestly, there's other ways around that. You can snooze them and different things.
Sure.
You know? I mean, there's other ways around than just completely cutting it off and be like, I'm done with this. Then you're making it about you. You're making this little stand for your own self-worth and everything that isn't really going to do much.
Don't you think that? I think probably every generation, the generation that follows them, does things that,
absolutely,
you know, that just poke at them, like,
absolutely,
intentionally or not.
Yes, yes.
But I also think I look at like the change in work ethic,
mm-hmm,
and maybe it's not, and that's probably not even the right word, right? Because it's maybe not fair to say they don't have good work ethic, but their drive to work and be,
yeah,
successful,
yeah,
in that is so different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to kind of wrap your head around sometimes.
And I have a feeling that every generation can say the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like the people, the generation before us is probably laughing at you and I right now.
Sure.
And the generation before that and before that. We got to get better about that. As far as like, well, in a lot of ways, we got to get better about that.
But it is fun to learn, especially the generation that's older than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To hear what their thoughts are on,
yeah,
on your generation, because it's stuff that you don't even... You don't even pick up on your own.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take a quick commercial break. Come back and have some more fun on mornings on WFHR. That doesn't include that guy who shows up at the party or the campfire with an acoustic guitar and he never plays it, but he's just got it. You know, just
it's his party favor.
Yeah, yeah. He can't play that thing, but he brings it with him everywhere.
And somebody gave it to him,
yes,
right?
Yes,
like,
yes,
it was,
yes,
a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can see people regretting not continuing their musical training,
yes,
or just even just to whatever level they were trained to just continue. But the recorder, come on.
The recorder, really? I mean,
no parent anywhere wants to hear the recorder played anymore.
I played trumpet and trombone, or trumpet and cornet for about 4 or 5 years. And then we just couldn't afford renting them anymore, so I had to stop. And that was something that I look back on even to this day, and I'm like, God, you know, I kind of wish I still played and stuff. I played bass for about a year, and I didn't really take lessons. I just was self-taught in a lot of that. And that was one of those things that I kind of look back on. I'm like, oh, I kind of wish I would have taken some classes just to do it. I'm not saying so I could be in a band. I just like music. I like the idea of being able to do that.
And you want to bring it to the campfire.
Yeah. Not as cool to bring a bass or a trumpet to the campfire as an acoustic guitar.
You play at the campfire.
Yeah, they just ask you to leave. And that's not cool. That's not fun. The top instrument that's self-taught is the harmonica. 65% of people learned that on their own, which makes sense, although 9% of harmonica players say they took harmonica lessons, possibly from some kind of harmonica guru. I don't know. The other most self-taught instruments are the ukulele, the electric guitar, the electric piano, the electric bass, drums, and the guitar. The least self-taught instruments are the trumpet, the recorder, the clarinet, the flute, the sax, the violin, and the piano.
So the winds.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
A mandolin, a violin, either one of those, before it is all said and done, I will know how to play them. At least like Mary Had a Little Lamb on there or something like that. I do want to, because I just want to know how to do it. I just want to be able to say I can do it.
Our younger daughter played viola for a while, and that is that's a much, you know, similar to the violin, but not as, it's like a deeper sound.
It's so beautiful.
You know what I mean? Like, I love that.
I don't think there's one string instrument I don't love that doesn't pull me into a song or something like that. A fiddle.
I was going to say, of course, a good fiddle.
Yeah. Same type of thing. Is there an instrument that you played or that did you?
I played clarinet.
I thought so.
In junior high.
And then
not after that. And we had, my kids, one played flute. And one played the viola.
That's cool. I think that it's, again, it's not about necessarily being able to join a band or get a record deal. I think just knowing a little bit of that world can be really help you in other fields.
You know, my girls both took piano lessons for about 6 years, and that I absolutely love. And that's something I wish I knew how to do. I mean, not that I couldn't take lessons now, but it's kind of like, meh.
I joke that my mom wanted to be an attorney and stuff, but it's really the piano. Like, with these hands that I was born with, she's like, Jimmy, you have to play piano. And I could play, like 3 or 4 notes. That's about it.
I wish they would have stuck with it, but, I guess interests go other places.
It happens. We'll take a quick commercial break, come back, and have some more fun here on Mornings on WFHR.